Well, hello guys, now it's bad enough living in the clown world when they've removed all the fathers from the family unit. When a lot of children are brought up by just the femon, who gives them no discipline and makes them completely unprepared for the world they live in. We've all seen the results, haven't we? But could it get any worse? Well, yeah. Now here's a couple of lesbians that actually got married. And they both spent $30,000 for IVF treatment for one of them to get pregnant. And of course, one of them did. Because, after all, they are breeders. But unfortunately, their relationship didn't last. And before the baby was born, they split up. And it's kind of funny, because in the divorce proceedings, the femon blamed the other femon for being abusive. Seems they use the old same scenario even when they're both femons. Well, one of them is playing the man, I suppose. Don't expect an original thought from a femon. They just copy and paste. But if it wasn't real, it'd be comical. But the person who had the baby wants to be a single mother. But of course, the other lesbian was a bit unhappy about that. She wanted to co-parent with this femon. So back to court they go. Anyway, apparently in a landmark ruling, the judges have said that the other person, the lesbian, can co-parent the baby. And the baby is a boy baby. So let's face it, how normal of a life is this baby ever going to have? What sort of start in life is that going to be? And how would this baby grow up to a normal person? And this is the clown world we're living in. I'll put a link to the crazy news item down below. You see, it seems even with other femons they just can't get along, and it's all chaos and drama. And then of course, as usual, the child takes third or even fourth place. What always comes first is the femon. This next generation's gonna be a doozy. Take it easy, fellas.